MTV Cast.
Evening, it's Eddie O'Day on the Eastern Divide Trail. So I'm in the Carabasset Valley this evening. Actually, I'm up at Sugarloaf Mountain above that valley. So I left out of Bingham, and there's a good bit of climbing out of there, but nothing too crazy. There'd be some steep bits, and then some long downhills, and then some steep bits, long downhills. And then got into this long drag up, and I just got into a great rhythm in there, and I was feeling like in the zone. It felt so good to be there. It's been a while on this trip, I'd say really in general, that I felt like just dialed in like that. And I was just cooking up these climbs. It was great. I felt really good, and everything felt good. Like body wise, like sensations, form, all that just felt good. I was getting it. And come down the other side of that mountain, and not too long of a descent, but enough to rest up a bit. And then came across this baby moose. We'll call juvenile moose, I guess. It was like 5, maybe 6 feet. I was a little worried about mama coming out, but I never did see it, and it ducked off in the woods, and I was able to roll by, and nothing bad happened, so that was kind of cool. And then from there, you get off this paved road a bit, and then into some single track coming into this Carabasa area, or Sugarloaf is really the ski area here, which more people would probably know it by that name. And it's New England single track, and it's rocky, and it's rooty and rough, and a little up and down, not too much, not a lot of elevation, which I was a bit grateful for, because so my brakes are fading at the same time. So I went from, like, my brakes are working really too well to now they're not working well enough. And I'm sure I'll get 1,000 mechanics giving me tips on all the things. I really just want my stuff to work. Anyways, so they're fading, and I was actually having a lot of fun with it. I mean, the single track was amazing. It's like lush and green and pine tree line, and it just smells so nice in there. It's earthy and it's cedary, and it's just smells delicious, really. I mean, I just love it. And green and mossy, and just visually it's great. And I was kind of hit, and then the sun went down, so I think there's like 6 or 8 miles of this single track. And for the most part, it was okay, but the brakes were definitely fading. Like, my rear brake doesn't really do anything, and my front brake is fading as well. So that's not cool. But anyways, so yeah, I can't really stop. I'm hitting these rocks really hard, and it's starting to beat my hands up, and I was having a blast. Even though my brakes were fading, I mean, it was a bit out of control. It was a bit scary. But that made it fun, and I was enjoying it. And then the misty rain started. I was like, oh no, this is going to get real sloppy and bad. It didn't intensify too much. And finally, I took a wrong turn or two, and then I thought I was out of it. Right. And so they throw some logs perpendicular to the trail so the water can pass through and leave a gap, and put some planks over it. Well, this last one had no planks, and I went into it super hot, and no brakes. Like, I can't stop real quick. And I almost endoed in out of that thing. And anyway, nothing bad happened. I worked it out. Nothing, thankfully, nothing bad happened. And anyways, I was ready to cross the bridge and get over into town and go to a restaurant. And it's a restaurant, Glass Bowl on the Alley, and I got some tacos and quesadillas. And the bartender, if there's any chance anybody could give me a ride up to Sugarloaf here, which is like 7 miles and probably 1,500 feet of climbing, and it's just pouring now. It's just gushing down. And the owner's like, oh yeah, let me go change out cars. I'll go get my truck and I'll bring you around. So it all worked out in a nice way, because I didn't get soaked. And I'm in a town with a bike shop, but is frustrating to have another thing. It's just frustrating to keep running into these roadblocks like daily. I keep thinking like, just I need a solid week of going, and I feel good physically. I feel good mentally. I feel good. I just need to figure out how to get around all these challenges that I got going on that just keep popping up. Anyways, if it was the same challenge and it was easy, everybody would do it. So there's that. Anyways, thanks for listening. And I'm gonna go get some sleep and wake up tomorrow and hit a bike shop and hopefully have all my things worked out early and go have a big day. So good night. Bye.